to Tango Mobile.
Somebody else mobile coming in. You were a little bit staticky.
KK1L.
I believe it was. I didn't catch the rest of it. I was sitting under a traffic light, so I was probably getting a lot of static. But good morning.
Good morning. I'm along with...
I'm not making the repeater too well. You're real staticky into it. You must be on the very fringes of it or behind one of the mountains that it's that's between it and you. Maybe again in a short time. W2T Mobile. N0TR, W2T.
W2T, N0TR. Who you call an old man?
You an old man, and all, because you're not as old as me, and I'm older than you today, so go figure.
I flunked on phonics. I might be able to figure, though. I'm not sure, Rusty. Just passing Bob Jones University, headed down to a routine doctor's appointment. Just come from another doctor's appointment. Bernice is with me, and how's your day?
Need a batteries plus. I got to get a UPS unit looked at it. It may need a new internal battery to go in it because it's not doing its job of holding a charge when the power goes off. So, and I'm going to purchase another one so I can get one to just put on the power supply, to connect power supply for the radio up to, and I'll have that in case power goes out, so I'll have battery backup on that, and that type of thing. Got my new radio in yesterday, and I got it pretty much set up. Still got a couple of tweaks on some of the software I'm running, and I've got a service ticket in for that, but hey, it worked good last night when I was checking into nets, you know?
Roger, this is N0TR. Rusty, I'm almost positive I have a UPS that I'll give you. I don't use it anymore, but I'm certain that it would need a battery. I don't know if that'd save you any money or not. I'd have to check it out when I get back home.
Oh, I've got one small one. See, I've got two different sizes. I've got one that's a 450 and one that's a 650. And the 650 with two monitors plugged into it and the power supply for the radio, which is a 35-amp power supply. You know, when I key down sometimes on high power and, you know, on 100 watts out, it sometimes squeals at me, particularly if I'm doing digital. So I'm going to get me a 900 today and add to my thing, but I need to get this 450, a new battery inserted in it so it'll hold a charge, because right now it's not holding a charge. So I appreciate the offer, and thank you, and just trying to get things squared away and get things going again right the way they need to be, you know?
Roger. Well, you're welcome. I don't know what the size of it is, but knowing me, it'd probably be pretty good size. We have the Generac now, Rusty, so I don't need a UPS, put it that way. And it's just been sitting down there in the basement. But I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember what size it was. But at any rate, you're going to get a bigger one. That's probably a good idea, and batteries are probably almost as much as a whole new UPS, just guessing nowadays.
They're probably about half the cost, and so like I said, I'm going to take it in. I got this one from Batteries Plus, so I'm going to take it back to them and have them check it out. They can check out the battery inside it and see if it does a new one, and if they've got it right there on the spot, they can put it in, and I don't have to worry about it. And this is the smaller one, and I use it. And that way I'm going to separate my computers so that the computers are each on their own UPS, and then the radio with a monitor maybe plugged in is going to be on the other one. So, you know, separating it out and distributing the power around and something like that to help make things work a little better. Oh, and I'd like to get me a generator myself, a whole house generator to go in, and that's one of the things maybe I'll get later this year before winter rolls around. I'll just have to see, you know, what comes of things, you know.
Well, there's some, get that button, Bernice. There are some other options, too. If I ever had to buy a portable one again, number one, you want a plastic gas tank if you buy one because the metal ones rust out. And I sold ours here a couple years ago to a friend, and it did concrete work, and he wanted it. And the other thing is, get one that has an electric start on it. And if you get one about, 10 kW, it'll do a whole lot of things for you. Ours, our Generac is 21 kW, so it definitely, that's 180 amps at 120 volts or 90 amps at 240. So she can run the cook stove and all that, and the air conditioner will run, and that was my main thing, was air conditioning and heating, because when they start, there's an electrical inertia there that you can't just buy one that barely covers the size of it. You got to buy one that'll take that surge if the air conditioners come online or the heat pump, basically. But we're very blessed to have it. I never thought I'd be able to have one in my life, but we got it, and thanks to some friends' help and et cetera, et cetera. Down here by that new courthouse, wow, that's quite a structure down here, Rusty.
That's what they were doing, building things over there. Well, I'm here. Let me get in the parking place and then get inside and let those folks take a look at this thing and see what the damage is going to be for a new one. I know it's over $100, but, you know, I'm going to get a heavy one. Anyway, we'll catch you later. You and Bernice have a safe day out there, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, we're due in there at 10:15, and knowing him, I'll have a 5-minute appointment, and I'll be on my way. And, what do they call it? A dermatologist. But it's just a routine checkup. Nothing to burn off today. Lumps and bumps. 73's, Rusty. Have a good day. And we're just about there. W2T and 0TR, Clark.